Blog Talk Radio.
I want to show y'all something. Hold on. I got it. I'm gonna show y'all something. This gonna be the end, but I'm gonna show y'all very serious. So I need y'all. I really need y'all to stay here for a minute. I ain't gonna take too long. And the number is on the screen, my guy. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm going to get this. I know I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get this car right there. Fucking crazy.
I'm body armored, and so is this vehicle. For even more protection,
I'm getting
you have explosive underbody shielding, bulletproof glass, electrified door handles, military-grade run flat tires, and a Ram field bumper. If anyone's following you, you have blinding lights in the front and the back, or a smoke screen. Plus, my favorite, pepper spray. If you're
anyway, this is not what I wanted to show, but I'm speaking that to existence. I'm getting that motherfucker. And it's supposed to be an Escalade, a Cadillac Escalade. So it's in U.S., so you can buy it. I'm getting that motherfucker. I'm going to leave it right there. But any motherfucker who, right? Where am I going? Oh, yeah, remember what I was saying about war started over pussy? Check this out.
So it's 2002 when we moved in there.
And what was O'Block like at that time? That was quite a while ago.
Man, it was smooth. It was structure still. So you can do the things that they're doing now. You'll have an airhead. It's called a punch-ahead deluxe. You'll be beat if they did half the stuff that they was doing. It was, the board members and everything, everybody was still out. So it was structure. So it was still in compliance. It was cool, though. It was a good neighborhood.
Okay. At what point did you see where things kind of started to change?
2000. For the change, I'm going to say 09, the end of 09, 2010. It really got to changing. And it got to changing because it was two things that took place. O'Block was messing with a female of St. Lawrence. And that was part of it. But then the other part was Vaughn hanging with Duck now. That was the second part. Vaughn and Duck used to hang out with each other.
Okay. So you said there was a female that O'Block was messing with. What do you mean by messing with? Like somebody from O'Block was being with her?
Yeah, it was she was dating a guy in O'Block and she was dating a guy in St. Lawrence.
Oh, okay. And when was this? Or you know what year this was about?
This 2010.
Is this the start of the beef?
Yeah, it's the start. It was the first. It's the first lick. The start of the beef. It was the start of it, man. And ever since and since then, it's just been a tornado. So it's 2000.
Yeah. So. Wars always start over some pussy. All right. It's a lot to show here, but it's really a lot. I don't want to play all of it because I've been here long enough. Oh, yeah, about this Chancola. I spoke to her sister through the DM. So I spoke to her sister, right? And basically, it's up to the U.S. She said it's up to the U.S. now. The Mexican people did what they had to do. Now it's up to the U.S. to file and press charges. And she sent me this.
We start with those new developments in the mysterious death of a Charlotte woman in Mexico. Chuencrillo Robinson died last October on a trip to Cabo. Now, Mexican authorities are investigating her death as a homicide and say they have a suspect.
Channel 9's Joe Bruno has followed every development in this investigation. And Joe, today you talked to the family's attorney.
The attorney for Chuencrillo Robinson's family is calling for a high-level diplomatic intervention. She says the Mexican attorney general indicated they've finished their investigation, prepared an extradition packet, and forwarded it through all the proper channels. She says the next move belongs to the U.S. government.
The call of action at this time is that we have to demand a high level of diplomatic intervention. That's the only thing that's going to move this case.
Attorney Sue Ann Robinson is representing Chuencrillo Robinson's family and just returned from a fact-finding mission in Mexico. The people traveling with Chuencrillo on that trip last October claimed she died of alcohol poisoning, but an autopsy listed a broken neck and spinal cord injury as her cause of death. Then a video surfaced of her being attacked by someone on that trip. Her family's attorney says the U.S. government needs to do something.
They're not asking for anything different or unique or special. They're asking for what any U.S. citizen is entitled to, which would be for their government to intervene.
We start with those new developments and the mysterious death.
Well, that's it. They sent everything through the proper channels, and they are, meaning the U.S., United States, is not doing anything. There's a flyer. They having something actually tomorrow. Did I save it? I think I did save it. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see. Did I save it? I think I saved it. Hold on. It's a flyer. Right here. Here it is. They're having something tomorrow. All right? So whoever's in town, lives around there, here it is, March 3rd. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., 633 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest floor, number 2, second floor. Well, oh, it's in Washington, D.C. Excuse me, Washington, D.C. It's in Washington, D.C. So they're going to have something tomorrow for Shanquella because United States should be on it, okay? So now we can't look at Mexico. Now we got to look at Washington now. We got to look at this government. If this was Amber, you already know what would have happened, right? Let's move along. For those who like, you know, I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna do that. I've been here long enough, so I'm gonna set the mood, which is not gonna be a good one. But I need us to understand something right here. Check this out.
You harbor any racial animus toward African Americans?
Can you rephrase that question, sir?
You know what animus means? Do you have any ill feelings toward African Americans in general?
Ill feelings? I'm not.
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat that question one more time, sir?
Do you have any ill feelings in general against African Americans?
All right, but he takes a long time, but basically he does, right? And it's a video I want to show y'all, okay? I'm definitely going to end on this. We'll talk about that lady cop who got ran a train on tomorrow. Hold on. Let me show y'all this real quick. I'm going to end it on this. Y'all see this? That is a M134 minigun with tracers. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to give y'all another sample. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Did somebody call? Hold on. Let me see if somebody called. Damn. I fucked up. All right, nobody didn't call. Cool. I'm ending the phone line right now. Fuck it. Yeah.